All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start by saying I hope this audio comes out well because I'm standing out in a windy field, but I'm blacked by a pile of dirt, so hopefully this comes out well. And if you hear me yell at my dog, well, that's because I'm out here with my dog in beautiful Northwest Ohio, hanging out in big honey country. If you're listening to me, I don't know why. I'm 26 years old, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So if you're listening, hopefully you're younger, although some of you old fucks are... you know, ignorant to a lot of shit, and you got some shit that you could learn from some of us young bucks. On the flip side, I definitely understand that some of us youngins are thick-skulled, and we should probably listen to you guys too sometimes. It goes both ways. But I think ultimately we've all got to just start having the conversation. That's just it. What conversation? I don't know. I'm not quite sure what conversation I'm about to have with you guys. I guess, hey, my name's Adam Bielman. I'm 26 years old. I'm a beekeeper. I'm trying to build a beekeeping business. Hey, stay out of them beans. I got a dog out here trying to walk into a soybean field. And if you've ever been out in the country, you know, stay out the beans. Close the gate. Don't mess with the bull. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what I want to ramble about. I guess I'll just kind of do my intro. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm 26 years old. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, where I grew up most of my life. And I spent about 2 years off and on the road between 23 and 25. Kind of getting my shit together now at 26. I say that, I don't know how much of my shit I'm going to get together. I guess I could get all my shit and put it in one place so it's all together. If I want to be a smart ass in the context. So, yeah, I don't know. I advocate treatment-free beekeeping. I'm going to try my hand at top bar beekeeping. Not as a hobbyist, but in a commercial setting, try to do top bar beekeeping, which if you talk to anyone in the industry, if you talk to any of the commercial guys, they're going to laugh at you. So I've got nothing but walls up against me. The way I see it is it's kind of uncharted territory. On the one hand, you know, why mess with something that works? But on the flip side, there's potentially a lot of upside to taking a path less traveled. And I think when it comes to trying to do treatment-free and keep chemicals out of my hives and really bring the health back to the bees, there's a lot of potential for top bar beekeeping. There, when you get into it and you start reading about it and you start learning about it and you see some of the problems that have been worked out over the years with Langstroth equipment, but I'm trying to work out a lot of those things in my head. There is no commercial standard top bar hive at the moment, as far as I'm aware of. And I would love to be the guy that creates the commercial standard top bar hive. There's a lot of things that would need to be worked out as far as how you feed commercial top bar hives or stacking them and moving them if you're doing pollination or having enough room to actually do honey production. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, you get it, you get out of it what you put into it, and I don't know. I'm gonna play with it for a few years and see where I can take it, and see if I can make something productive and worthwhile out of it, and maybe make it a little more appealing to some of your smaller commercial guys, or maybe even your bigger commercial guys. Who knows what'll happen 10 or 20 years down the road. So, yeah, I've been, a lot of guys say you can't treat, and, if you know anything about Sam Comfort, you know, that's all rubbish. He's got a tattoo that says zombies, and, the punchline behind that is, well, he doesn't treat, so of course all his bees are dead, but somehow they're still flying around, so, zombies. You know, bees have been around for hundreds of thousands of years without treatment or human intervention. So to have the audacity to think that they can't survive without chemical treatment is absolutely ridiculous. And if you go down to Florida, where I'm from, I mean, you'll quickly see that that's just rubbish, where you can go into just, you know, you can walk just down just about any street, and there's bees in someone's tree or in the eaves of their house or living under their shed. So, I mean, it's no question that bees don't need beekeepers, especially in the South. Bees don't need beekeepers. We use bees and we manipulate bees to allow us to do monoculture crops. I mean, it's an amazing thing what we've done. We've manipulated them to do, I mean, massive food production in a scalable size. And I think here over the next couple decades, we're going to start to move away from industrial agriculture, and we're going to move back into small-scale farming, where, you know, there's going to be a lot more, you know, diversity. It's not going to be, you know, one guy farming thousands and thousands of acres, but more or less there's going to be, you know, a guy every so many square miles or whatever who kind of provides a lot of the food for the people in that area, where there's going to be a lot more diversity in the each and every individual farm. And we're going to move a lot away from a lot of these chemical treatments that have been, you know, allowing us to sustain and survive as a culture. It's been exponentially beneficial to allow us to get to where we've gotten, but I think we're moving out of the industrial age and into the biological age, where we're really starting to understand nature, and we're moving back into naturalism. And instead of working against nature, we're going to start working with nature to benefit us as a whole. Because, I mean, it's no question that these chemicals that we're putting on our crops and in our houses and in our beehives are not good for us or the bees. So I'd really love to see that move forward. And I myself grow a little bit of food myself, and I can definitely see it. And as we advance our technologies, we're going to implement various techniques and technologies and tools that allow us to move back towards organic growing of food and other such products and plants and really interacting with nature. You know, it's kind of a mix. I used to talk to people and they'd be like, well, you want us to go back to sticks and stones and living out of huts? And it's like, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. We're taking one step back and two steps forward, where we're really starting to understand nature and work with nature, and we're going to be able to manipulate things, which is exponentially beneficial to everyone and everything involved. So I advocate, you know, naturalism and trying to stay away from the chemicals as much as possible. Of course, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got bills to pay, and you got to live your life. And at the end of the day, you can't go out and, I mean, you gotta audit what you have time and energy for, and what you have the knowledge for. And it's not my place to come out here to these guys who are doing big industrial agriculture and tell them that you're doing it wrong and you need to stop using chemicals in this shit. And I mean, they would absolutely crash their business in a year or two if they listened to that shit. But I think if they play with it, and over the years as we start to study it more, they can start to slowly implement it, and we could slowly start to turn the tables back into a more natural and more healthy relationship with our environments, and where we can definitely maximize our production and what we're getting out of it, to where, you know, we can start to do a lot less of a negative impact on our environment while at the same time moving towards higher production and sustainability in the long term, where we can actually sustain more people and grow more food in less space, and healthier food, that allows us to live longer, that allows us to get smarter, that allows us to culture ourselves better. And that's a big thing. I'm big on culture, and I would really like to get out and travel the world a little bit more, and go out and meet these different people from these different communities and see the way things are working in different places in the world, and really culture and educate myself. I mean, diversity is the cornerstone of success. You know, diversity is really the cornerstone of success. And if you look at humans on the macro, we kind of are a super organism. We don't like to think of ourselves like that. But when you look at people in a big city where each person is kind of working towards an individual task to make the whole system work, humans really are. We're a fucking super organism, and we're a very successful super organism where we've divided and conquered across the entire globe. And I feel like the more we work together, the better we'll be at that, and the better it will be for everyone involved and everything involved, as opposed to, you know, when you have like racism, or when you have speciesism, or when you have just those things. There's more there, but when you get into that, that's not, I mean, I don't know anyone. I mean, if you think Hitler was right, well, go fuck yourself. Really, if you believe in white supremacy, like, you need to go fucking audit yourself real hard. You need to go fucking hang out with some black people and audit your fucking views on the world. You need to look at, well, have you grown up around that? Like, I can have my opinion on what the fuck's going on in Europe or Asia, but like, or India, which is like the poorest country in the world as far as people live on like $2 a day, but like, I don't really know. I'm not really there. I mean, I watched a documentary where these guys, they went over there to India, and you know, they're thinking, oh man, this is bloody terrible at first, and then they got over there and they were just absolutely fucking amazed at how happy the people were. So from our Western perspective, where we're like, oh man, this sucks, they're fucking living on $2 a day. They're living on $2 a day, but if they're not fucking hungry or thirsty and they're fucking doing all right and they're happy. And over here in America, where we have an abundance of money and we have an abundance of food, so much food that we're, you know, a third of our food ends up in the fucking dumpster in the landfills. And we're over here, we have just absolute ridiculous abundance. But we're all fucking suffering from depression and anxiety and... Sorry, my phone made a thing at me. I hope this is coming out clear, because I'm talking to my phone like I'm on the phone. So I hope I'm supposed to be talking to my phone and not holding away and at my phone. But yeah, I mean, who the fuck am I to voice my opinion on something that I've got no actual experience and just a little bit of knowledge that I've taken in. Although that's it. We gotta take the knowledge that we have and put it out there and get feedback so that we can all grow. On one hand, I'm saying, who the fuck am I to say shit? But on the other hand, if I never speak up, if we never have the conversation, you can never correct me if I'm wrong. I could spend my whole life thinking I'm right. And if I don't fucking speak up on the things that I think are right, and I'm actually wrong, no one can correct me. And I would, even though, you know, I might butt heads with you at first when you do, I would rather end up being educated and knowing the truth, you know, knowing the painful truth, as opposed to unpleasant lies, you know, because none of us benefit from being... What's the word when someone's just fucking clueless? You know, they just don't fucking get it. They're not winning. So us as a species, we need to not be naive. We need to really comprehend the big picture. And I think we're working towards that. I think we're aware of that. And I think the internet is an amazing, beautiful thing that's allowing us to have a lot of knowledge at our fingertips and allowing us to learn and grow and diversify and really explore. And I think the way that culture is going and the way that things are going, I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you know, not everybody has to grow their own food, when they can do something where it allows someone to specialize in something, whereas years ago someone couldn't spend, you know, 40 years of their life studying rocks. We're learning things about the world because someone can literally spend 40, 50, 60 years of their life studying an individual plant and not having to worry about all the other shit. And then they can learn something out of that and bring that knowledge to the general public. And someone else can spend the rest of their life learning about another plant or an insect or human nature. And I think we all benefit from being so successful that each and every individual, one of us, can specialize in our own traits, in our own desires, in our own fields, in our own learning paths of learning and knowledge. And yeah, I don't know. I just hope I really wish I could give perspective. I want, if nothing else, I want to give people perspective. I want people to understand, and I wish to do nothing but to continue to give myself perspective. I mean, like, there's so many to talk about on that right now. Perspective I've got that a lot of people don't fucking get. But like, I don't know. I'm not gonna go into that right now. I'm just gonna keep on my ramble. And I don't know where my ramble's going right now, so I guess that'll be the end of my first podcast. I'm going to go finish taking my dog for a walk. And I hope you all have enjoyed this and gotten a little bit of perspective. And I wish you all a wonderful day and a beautiful life. And go fucking live the dream, man. Good night.